Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm sorry we're late getting on. We're having major internet difficulties up this way. As you know, this is normally the Artrell Jones show, but tonight, because he was gracious enough to let me have his show, it's going to be the Hazel Runs Her Mouth show. I'm kind of flummoxed as to what we're going to talk about because the day has literally swept away from me so quick that I really am at a loss. Obviously, yesterday was the 4th of July. There was lots of craziness going on, and the same with today. People are still, like, shooting out fireworks and all that stuff, which makes it, you know, kind of insane out there. This morning, a group of kids were arrested in my neighborhood for trying to fire fireworks through windows of cars. And they did actually do that, and they hit a police officer in the side of the face with the firework. The kids were arrested, and out came the parents. Why are you arresting my kid? He's just a little kid. He's just a little kid. Well, you know what? He was a little kid with a firework. And, you know, parents have got to start taking accountability for their actions and what they do and everything. And it's really difficult because, you know, too many parents are quick to blame everybody else for their children's actions when, in fact, it was them who were the source of things, you know. And if you're letting your child, who this kid in question, well, one of them was, you know, only about 7 years old, if you're letting them have access to fireworks and the such like, just as the cop said this morning, you should be held accountable for your actions and for, you know, what was going on. You know, it for me, obviously I celebrate 4th of July because I'm over here and the people who I've been with celebrate 4th of July. But bitter over the worst breakup in history because, you know, you guys have to celebrate it every year. Celebrate the British, you know, breaking up with us. We still got your back, though, don't we? You know, in everything that goes on in the world, the UK has always got your back despite what you did to us. You know, you guys celebrate each year, yet, you know, when you need us, we're there. Which is kind of amusing. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm so sleepy. You'll have to forgive me. This weather, you know, has been making me feel extremely tired, and I'll be so glad when it's down to, you know, a more manageable number heat-wise because, you know, the actual how hot it has been, you know, has caused me such headaches and literally headaches. And, you know, I live in an apartment that doesn't have air conditioning. So it's incredibly hot all the time, even with fans running. But, you know, that's how things are, sadly. I'm hoping that, you know, we get people back to, you know, a regular decibel of heat that is more manageable. And last night we had some terrific storms that came rumbling through that were pretty intense. Oh my gosh, I do apologize. Oh my word. I'm looking for what I really wanted to talk to you guys about. But I cannot find it. Let me just. And I can't play music because I'm doing a show from my phone and not with the studio part of it because our internet got knocked out last week. So it makes it difficult for us to, you know, do stuff. So I'm trying to share posts and everything, but that's not working either. Nope, can't find it. But anyway, we're now in July, and for me, it's both a really happy month and it's a really sad month. It's kind of a double a double whammy for me in the fact that, you know, first I have my son Robert's birthday, which he turns 18 this year, which is scary in itself, you know. My little baby boy is 18 years old, and is a typical 18-year-old. I mean, he told me today that he still wants to go to college, but he wants to wait for the spring semester now. You know, I've made it clear to him. That's fine, but he, you know, he does have to find a job. He does have to start work, because the deal is work or school. So, you know, that's that opportunity there. The other thing that he wants to do is over there. He's, you know, got a friend who works at Dunkin' Donuts. So that's where he's planning on getting a job, which works out good for his mama, who's badass, likes Dunkin' Donuts. I'm hoping that he does carry on with the plans that he has to go to school. You know, he was so set on starting fall semester, and now he's like saying, oh, I'm going to go spring semester. But as I say, the deal is he's going to have to get a job. And in that time, he's got to earn some money, whether it's part-time or full-time. You know, he's got to do something. Then after Robert's birthday, we have the countdown to the anniversary of Maddie passing away, which makes July a real weird month for me because, you know, one part of it is filled with so much joy and so much happiness, and then the next part of it is just filled with a lot of sadness and sorrow from losing him. And this year it feels like it's worse because it feels like he's forgotten, you know. I got to get a drink. There we go. It feels like he's forgotten this year. You know, I'm not as close with certain people who, you know, in years past remembered him and everything. And it's sad because he deserves to be remembered. He deserves, you know, to be loved. But as long as the important people still remember him, that's the main thing, you know. And I hope that is true, that they do. But, yeah, it's hard thing. This year we're actually doing a large donation, which will be of blankets, teddy bears, memorial bags, gowns, etc. And we're hoping that, you know, we can make that a really good and special event and reach out to, I'm hoping, St. Joe's, St. Mary's, West Dallas Memorial, and Aurora Sinai, split everything up among them. I'm also doing a walk on Matthew's birthday from my house to the hospital he was born at. I'm praying that it's not as hot as it has been, but, you know, it's middle of July, so it's quite possible. I'm going to have at least someone follow me in a car in case it gets too much and bring water and that type of thing along. But it's, yeah. And I'm going to do a Lego walk, but I'm going to try and do that at my friend Maggie's house. She has kids and stuff there, and we can make it into, you know, something silly and fun with all the kids. But as I say, this year it does kind of feel like people have started to forget him, and that hurts a lot. Because you don't want your kids forgotten at all. As I said, as long as the important people remember him, that's the main thing, and all that good stuff. So, I wish I could play a song, but I can't bring up the studio to be able to do that. So I'm kind of like stumbling over my words and not quite sure what to say right now, and we can do something with my trusty sidekick here. He's walking around with a cupcake in his mouth. So July is actually Bereaved Parents Month. And it's a month that I wish didn't have to exist. You know, it's not the right order of things for us to bury our children before us. Supposed to go first, and sadly for in my situation, that didn't happen. But yeah, as time carries on, you know, as they say, we're a step closer to meeting our children again. And I don't want to be a step closer, but I do. I want to be able to hold my son and hope he knows how extremely loved he is and really wanted. Any luck?
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
But so we put our hands up.
we are back. So those of you who know me and follow me know that I talk about my babies, which are the dogs, a lot. And one of our little dogs got put in his place this evening. So I'm one of those people who, like most females, loves having their hair played with. And I've got, you know, a slight headache today. And so just having somebody rub your head and everything and just play with your hair just feels really nice. And little Giannis doesn't approve of that. He doesn't approve of me touching, having anybody touch me or me touching anybody else. So my hair's getting played with, and he's growling and growling, and he came running over, and he started barking and doing that ugly little chihuahua face when they're angry and all that good stuff. And Libby is, you know, she's our baby girl who's just, she'll just sit there and she tolerates things. But when she steps, she's like one of those old school grandmas, you know, who she'll tolerate the kids messing around for so long. But when that old school grandma opens the back door and she's got that wooden spoon in her hand, you all knew to shut up, like, instantly. That's kind of what Libby is like. Libby snapped at Giannis, and all Giannis, like, he stopped immediately and went back to doing what it is he was doing. And it kind of makes me laugh because you got all these people who are so scared of pit bulls and, excuse me, big dogs and everything. You people need to be scared of freaking chihuahuas. I'm telling you right now, they're evil little things with short tempers. He's also called my miserable Greek. Anybody who sees me on Facebook knows he gets called the miserable Greek. And they're at it with fireworks again. So we're doing this for all of our phones right now. And part of the reason for that is because our internet is down. And then we believe it's a cable that's down out the back of the house. And I've got a feeling, just based on how these kids were, like, throwing fireworks and stuff, that it's from them throwing fireworks and shooting them, because they were shooting them off in this particular direction. Because over the back of us is an alleyway, and then there's a plot of land. And they were shooting them that way over the weekends and everything. And it was Saturday when I got up the, you know, when I got up, it was, the internet was out. And it's so, they've had, and this was the other thing, when I called AT&T about them coming out, they made the point of saying that they had approximately 100 technicians in Southeast Wisconsin hand in their notice and quit their jobs. And that is why it was going to take so long for somebody to come out. That, to me, is absolutely astounding. The 100 technicians just quit their jobs. I get it. They've obviously either, you know, quit for a good reason. But can you imagine the sheer amount, 100 technicians just quitting? And we were talking about it earlier this week, you know, when this happened, and we came to the conclusion that we think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks, their new arena, is hiring so many jobs, and the pay is, like, really good down there, that it's quite possible that they're hiring, you know, because of the sheer size of everything, they're going to need technicians for, you know, making sure the things electrical-wise and internet-wise and phone-wise and everything is up and running. And even those people, you know, they're paying what a lot of people consider menial jobs, more money an hour than some of the jobs that are out there for techs and everything. So to me, it's quite possible that that's where all of these people are going. There are other places that are also hiring right now. The jobs that they're hiring for are pretty, you know, getting pretty decent wages and the such like. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on and all that good stuff. Excuse me, I forget to drink a tea. My throat is sore too. Oh, that tastes good. Nothing like hot tea in the middle of summer. I was like, oh, my God, you're drinking a whole cup of tea and it's hot out.
And I'll tell you one of the reasons why, and this is actually kind of scary. Hold on a minute. Everybody knows that, you know, when you're really hot, drink cold water and all this stuff. But what people fail to tell you is that what you need to do is to sip cold water. Don't chug it. Sip it. And this is the reason you don't chug it. If you get a bottle of ice water and you are, out, say, been out in the hot sun and everything, and you chug it, your body thinks that you're going into hypothermia, which is because all your brain senses is that your core temperature has plummeted quickly. So what it then does is your brain then tells the rest of your body to send heat to that particular area, which is why you'll find a lot of times if you chug cold water, like ice cold water, when you're over hot, heated and everything, it's why you start to feel sick and nauseous and at times lightheaded. In severe cases, you can pass out because of that. Now, if you are thirsty and everything and you do have that need to chug water, your best bet is to chug something that is room temperature or slightly below, because that way it's, you know, at a temperature that your body can equate to being normal. And yes, you will still get the relief of drinking the water, and you can then afterwards sip cold water. But many people, and I'll just check, AJ, have you noticed that if you chug really cold water when you're really hot, you start to feel nauseous? Not a lot of people do. But that's why, I mean, there's been a couple of times I know when you've drunk water, like really ice cold water, like chugged it down, that you've, like, said you've ended up with a bit of a weird headache, you've got felt too good afterwards. And that's because your body... You're thinking it's got cold water. Imagine your hot body and then you've got this ice cold area, which is your stomach. Your brain thinks that you're freezing and your stomach needs that heat, so it moves it from the rest of your body to go there. So, you know, it's a lot of things that, you know, you do need to do. And that's why people cool down quicker if they drink hot tea and hot coffee. And that's why... When, you know, people say have a relaxing cold drink, they mean sit down and relax and drink your cold drink slowly. Don't chug it. Just can relax and enjoy it that way. If Archer wouldn't mind, could you play another song for us, please? So he's going to try and play another song for us then. As I say, this is kind of a weird show because I can't find the notes that I wrote down for what I actually wanted to talk about.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Better promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to peeking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it.
Boko Hablas.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Could you be my lover?
Would you be my American boy? American boy.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
I apologize to all of those who heard me, but it's hard for us to be able to mute ourselves and everything when we do the show this way. And hopefully in the future we won't have those problems. But I want to say, if anybody is listening, if you run a business or an outlaw, you want to be able to sponsor this show so that you get like a little 5-minute segment for yourselves each week on all of our shows, then, you know, please feel free to hit us up. We will work with your budget. You know, we're not asking you to pay $50 a month or anything. We can work with your budget just to get you some advertising. If you would like to have an entire show for yourselves, it's an hour long. We actually charge right now $10 for that entire hour to be dedicated to you. You can either run the show yourself, or we can actually be a co-host with you to get you started. And we can do these actually mobile as well. So if, you know, you want to meet up somewhere, we can do that as well. It's best that we do it from a place that does actually have an internet connection, but we can do it from places like coffee shops, your house, anywhere, or we can have you call in as well. So those options are out there. Just hit up either myself or Artrell. You can find us at WFSO Blog Talk Radio on Facebook, or you can hit up us on our individual pages. You know, there's no problem there whatsoever. It's a good way for you to be able to get your business out there to people. We can also make it so that well, you will be able to. It's not a case of we can. It's automatically done where the show is available for you to share and spread by podcast, which is great if you have a business and you do actually have, say, your own website. You can put that podcast on there so people can listen to it. And when you download the podcast, you can actually then edit it as well. So if you've got a particular segment that you wanted just for yourself that you want to put on the, you know, your website, that is also available. Oh, excuse me. You know, as you probably heard on my show over the past few weeks, I've had a couple of people on who were baby-like parents who ran their own businesses and everything, and then we had one crazy interview that I still feel like I was tripping balls on that one. But, you know, if you are a nonprofit, then we will actually do that for you free of charge. But as I say, for other businesses, that there is a small fee to cover that time. And if you think about it, if you're talking about $10 for an hour segment about your business, that is really good advertising right there. Our shows are picking up more and more speed and more people listening. So, you know, we are getting a good lot of people in. The upcoming shows we actually have right now is AJ will have his wrestling show this Sunday at 9 p.m., I believe, and he'll have his usual two guests who I'm sure will be on. Oh, we got three guests. Okay. Woohoo. They basically will keep you updated on everything that's gone on in the wrestling world this week, and AJ's probably going to spend Saturday, if we get the internet back, catching up on some of the wrestling that's gone on in the world itself, so he knows what the hell he's talking about. Next week, we'll be back to me hopefully being back on a Wednesday for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I may be actually doing it from a different location, as myself and Maggie are hosting our second annual Maddie's Memory Rummage sale to raise money for Maddie's Memory. We have a lot of stuff. There's a foosball table and an air hockey table there. Hello. If that don't get you in the door, nothing will. There's a huge gas grill that is available for sale too. There's so much stuff there. We haven't even gone through half of it yet. But all of that stuff will be available. Any books, there's VHS tapes, movies, VHS recorders if you don't have one and want movies. Lots of stuff there. So we're hoping we can, you know, have a good run. Last year we raised approximately $480. This year we're hoping to do about the same. As I say, even if we raise 100, that's still 100 more than what Maddie's Memory has right now. So that's what we're aiming at, and that's what we're hoping to do and be able to make such a huge impact. I want to thank Maggie and her husband, Jim, for doing that for us and yet again being such amazing friends and support system. Seriously, Maddie's Memory would have been in a whole different direction if I hadn't have met her. I'm blessed to be able to say that they, you know, not only treated us as friends, but over the past couple of years, you know, they've taken us into their home and treated us as more as family. And that, to me, is such a wonderful testament of the relationship that me and her both have. On another front, that weekend is also Maggie's daughter's baby shower. So I'll be there for that, which means that I'm kidnapping people to come and run the rummage sale for me. And I've already got my three kidnappees, you know, ready and waiting. So that should actually be good. We should have a good time. And it is a lot of fun. Yes, it's hot. You know, there's always plenty of water, plenty of soda. And, you know, but on the last day of the rummage sale, we normally do 50 cents for anything that's there. And that's when people you find get generous. They'll buy something for 50 cents. So when they know it's for a good cause, we'll hand over $5 and say, keep the change. And people seem to be a lot more generous when it's a low price and everything. Last year, we did end up with a lot of stuff that was left over that we then donated to a church for their rummage sale. You know, we did get rid of a hell of a lot of stuff, and we still got a hell of a lot of stuff that we got to do. So if AJ wouldn't mind just throwing on another song. What? Oh, okay. Those are the only two songs that are available. It's coming to that time. We've got like 8 minutes of the show left. As I say, I kind of lost my papers on what I was going to talk about and everything lined up. And as you can tell, I remembered at the last minute that I had a show to do and kind of makes things a little bit awkward. But, you know, I'm hoping that everybody is having a fairly decent summer so far. You know, the nights actually are starting to get shorter again. We've reached the longest day of the year. And for those who are interested, this is the last month without football. Football officially starts next month again. For those of you interested, some of us aren't even waiting for football season. We're waiting for the countdown for basketball season. And I actually saw a really good sign, and I want to copy it, but change the words to basketball season. And it says on there, I'm only married until football season starts. But the one that I want to remake it and say, I'm only married until basketball season starts. There was a lot of things like that which just made me giggle, made me have a good laugh. I was talking with a friend here, and she said that I need to talk about stupid men who don't know how to quit being a douche. And I will explain that to you. There are somebody that I know who I was pretty close to, and then over one stupid comment, you know, had a little hissy fit and a temper tantrum and stopped talking to me. But then now that it's talking to me and everything has got over the top and kind of gone into stalker mode, which gets a little bit scary. And despite being told I'm not interested in talking to anymore, you know, you made your bed, you need to lie in it, yada, 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 it's still, you know, acting kind of weird and everything. But I guess that's just how life is. I would like to say it's a man thing, but it's not even a man thing. It's just a weird thing. I'm just trying to... The other, you know, thing is it's like... There was a big argument outside here the other day. The woman she's dating this guy, and she knows that he's married, and she's having a major hissy fit because wife found out, and the wife, you know, got really pissed off and annoyed by it. It was, you know, made threats against him, made threats against her, and, you know, the side piece is pissed off because, you know he's married, but he says he loves me and all this line. It's like, well, you know, it comes a point where if you are married and you are messing around, that the other party is going to find out and there could be problems. Simple as that. It's not, you know, for no good reason. When you get married, you take a vow. And unless you discuss it ahead of time, those vows don't include somebody having an affair. You know, so she was put out because he was siding with his wife about going somewhere for the 4th of July, and that's how the big fight started. And he stopped off saying, well, if she's going to bring people over to kick my ass, I'm having people here as well. And yeah, it didn't amount to anything. It was just a lot of shouting, and, you know, that's all it was. But okay, it is nearly 9 p.m., so I'm going to end this show. I will, as I say, I'll be back next week for Hazel Runs Her Mouth. AJ will be here Sunday for his show. And Friday for, what's your Friday one? Oh, and Friday for his show. Oh, look at that. Tomorrow I'll be back. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
On that note, have a great evening, everybody. And, oops, my screen keeps closing on me. And we'll catch you all soon. Bye.